Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has blown the lid off what he calls a death cult in plain sight, the CDC. He claims it was never about protecting public health at all, but about managing populations, shaping demographics, and deciding who lives and who dies. From its origins steeped in eugenics to its modern campaigns of mass vaccination and depopulation, the playbook hasn't changed, only the targets. And now, according to RFK, the CDC's crosshairs are fixed squarely on white America. And he says the smoking gun isn't speculation. He found the evidence himself, buried deep inside the CDC's own files. Stay with us, because what we're about to uncover will force you to see that public health was never their mission. It was always about culling the herd and deciding who has no right to continue living. Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Last week, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped a political bombshell. He fired Susan Monterez, the head of the CDC. And almost instantly, the mainstream press went into full meltdown mode. Their headlines read like scripted outrage. A chorus of defenders not for the public, but for their real paymasters, Big Pharma. But RFK didn't blink, he went harder. In his words, the CDC isn't merely broken, it's corrupted to the core. And the only remedy is to tear it down root and branch. And to back up that claim, he didn't reach for speculation, he pointed straight to the agency's own boasts. On its official website, the CDC proudly lists abortion, fluoridation, and vaccines as its crowning achievements.
Today on CDC's website, right now, they list the 10 top advances, the 10 greatest advances in medical science, and one of them is abortion. Another is fluoridation, another is vaccines. So we need to look at the priorities of the agency, if there's really a deeply, deeply embedded, I would say, malaise at the agency. And we need strong leadership that will go in there and that will be able to execute on President Trump's broad ambitions.
Abortions, mass poisonings, federal mandates. These aren't fringe accusations. These are the priorities the CDC itself puts on display. And when you follow this rabbit hole all the way down, you'll find a story where people in charge aren't serving life at all, they're engineering death. So what's really going on here? First, everybody needs to know the CDC's origins are not what most people think. Long before it was called the CDC, it was the US Public Health Service, an agency with its roots in eugenics. And what they carried out under that banner is nothing short of evil. For decades, the Public Health Service was wholly dedicated to depopulation and eugenics, orchestrating covert sterilization programs that stripped whole communities of their ability to have children. Who were their targets? The so-called unfit African Americans, Native Americans, Latinos, and the poor. This isn't conspiracy theory, it's conspiracy fact. In 1927, the US Supreme Court delivered one of the darkest rulings in American history, Buck versus Bell. The court upheld forced sterilization laws, giving the government the green light to permanently strip people of their ability to have children without their consent. Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the infamous words that still echo today. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. And here's the chilling part. That ruling has never been overturned. This is the documented history, the bedrock on which the CDC was built. The only question is, has that agenda truly ended? Or has it simply evolved, shifting its crosshairs onto a new target? A new class of so-called deplorables, branded by the liberal elite as undesirable, a population they're quietly determined to erase. And if history teaches us anything, it's this. Never underestimate how far the CDC and its predecessors are willing to go to achieve their vision. Remember Tuskegee, 1932 to 1972. Hundreds of black men deliberately left to die so public health could study the course of untreated syphilis. No medicine, no informed consent, just human beings sacrificed in the name of data. And Tuskegee wasn't an isolated atrocity. Nearly 42% of Native American women were sterilized, without ever giving informed consent. By 1968 in Puerto Rico, one third of all women had been sterilized in federally backed programs. And don't forget Anthony Fauci, whose name is marked by some of the darkest crimes ever committed in the name of science. Under his watch, foster children, the most defenseless in society, were forced into brutal HIV drug trials. This wasn't medicine, it was state-sanctioned torture. The parallel to Nazi Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, who experimented on children in Auschwitz, is impossible to ignore. History condemned Mengele as a monster. Yet here in America, Fauci authored his own chapter of horror. Orphans and foster kids became disposable test subjects. Their agony was masked as research. Their deaths reduced to data points. And Fauci wasn't an outlier. He was part of the machine, carrying forward the very ideology that has haunted the CDC since its inception. Then came 2020, ushering in the greatest crime against humanity in modern history. The mRNA shot was forced on the world, even as evidence mounted that it was injuring and killing countless people, especially children. Not only did the CDC know, they were central to the cover-up, running the psychological operation that hid the truth, silenced dissent, and paved the way for a campaign that has cost millions of lives.
Disheartening, disgusting, and lots of other words. But then it gets better. It just keeps, wait, there's more. It just keeps happening. The CDC redacts every single word of a 148-page study on a myocarditis after COVID vaccination. So I asked research to print the study for me. 148 pages. The entire thing is redacted. What good does a study do if there's nothing there? Then I want to know, wait, what might have been there that they needed to redact?
Today, it seems almost nothing has changed. According to RFK Jr., the depopulation agenda hasn't ended, it only evolved. The poor, minorities, the vulnerable, those were just the early test subjects. Now the crosshairs have shifted to a new population, one the liberal elite have quietly branded as expendable. And the evidence of who that is? It's not speculation, it's not theory. It's buried inside the CDC itself. Once this truth fully comes into light, heads will roll. In fact, they already are. Stay with us. After the break, we reveal the proof. And to say this is satanic is not an understatement. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Again and again, the pattern is the same. Experiments carried out on the vulnerable, justified under the banner of public health, but in reality, serving the eugenics and depopulation agenda of the global elite. And in recent times, elites, including Bill Gates, have painted a target on the backs of one particular group in US society, white people, conservatives, and Christians. The deplorables, as Hillary called them, have been disproportionately targeted by the finely calibrated killing machine of the CDC satanic death cult, according to RFK, who has the files to prove it. Such is the state of the rot in the CDC, that footage has surfaced of a top official saying that the elites will get rid of all the whites in the United States and replace them with immigrants to reduce the number of people who refuse vaccines.
The solution. Every study published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States.
That was Dr. Carol Baker, describing what she calls a solution to the problem of white people in America exercising medical freedom. Notably, Baker was appointed chair of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization by Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, in 2009. The Houston doctor was also honored with the Sabine Vaccine Institute's 2019 Albert B. Sabine Gold Medal at a Washington, D.C. ceremony sponsored in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Pfizer. Is anyone really surprised that a Bill Gates-connected CDC official is openly suggesting depopulating America of white people who don't cooperate with the elite's vaccine agenda? What if I told you COVID was designed to target white people and black Americans while sparing Jews and Chinese?
COVID-19 attacks certain races disproportionately. The races that are most immune to COVID-19 are because of the structure of the genetic structure among genetic differentials among different races of the receptors of the ACE2 receptor. COVID-19 is targeted to attack Caucasians and black people. The people who are most immune are Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese.
But the rabbit hole goes much deeper. And if you thought I was exaggerating when I described the agenda as satanic, think again. The corridors of the CDC are crawling with fully paid-up Satanists and adherents of the occult doctrine of Aleister Crowley. And they're not even bothering to hide their dark agenda anymore. The man in charge of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, had one job: to clearly communicate the risks of any recommended or mandated vaccines. But when it came to COVID, the public didn't get an honest appraisal. Instead, we got a 148-page report, fully redacted, along with a string of other disgraceful failures. And what was Daskalakis doing while he ignored his duty? By his own record, he was busy worshipping Satan, hosting sex-fueled orgies, and posing for photo shoots to flaunt his pentagram tattoos. This is the man overseeing your children's vaccines. He even bragged publicly, saying what some people call risk is just his idea of a Good Friday night. Let that sink in.
Intentionally, and making sure that we get the word out in a way that supports people's joy, as opposed to, you know, calling them risky. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, one of the things to think about is that, you know, one person's idea of risk is another person's idea of a great festival or Friday night.
What kind of culture not only tolerates an open Satanist in the halls of its most powerful institutions, but elevates him to lead them? It's not just a sign of moral decay. It's the sign of something much darker woven into the DNA of these agencies from the very beginning. Because when you trace back the lineage, the mask slips. It always leads back to the same agenda: a death cult dressed up as science, eugenics, depopulation, and now the next chapter of control, the control grid, as Whitney Webb explains.
There's a coordinated global policy push for digital IDs as the new form of government-issued identification credentials. And they're essentially all based on your biometric data, which can be your fingerprints, your face, the iris of your eyeball. And the idea is essentially to collect all of that data and have it housed or have it tied directly to your digital ID. So your physical ID will be mapped to the digital ID. Digital IDs are not really a separate project from CBDCs and this new digital financial system. And UN documentation and also documentation from the Bank of International Settlements, they very overtly state that CBDCs and digital IDs are meant to go together. And without digital IDs, the CBDC digital finance system cannot exist. One of the reasons it can't exist without that is because of the KYC functionality built into this digital financial system. They have the Know Your Customer protocols. They have to know who you are. And so they want to have your wallet tied to a digital ID and have that digital ID be mapped to your physical ID through the biometric data collection. So there's different efforts to make digital IDs either as NFTs, non-fungible tokens. There's also the efforts of Sam Altman of OpenAI and his WorldCoin project, whereby you scan your iris, you give them the biometric credentials of your eyeball. They give you a unique identifier, a digital ID, and it's inherently tied to a digital wallet. That is the same model the UN is using. They've already implemented it for refugees getting food assistance from the World Food Program. It's called Building Blocks. It's on blockchain. It involves refugees scanning their irises, and in order to buy food or receive their rations, they have to check out of a grocery store style place in the refugee camp, and they check out biometrically with an eyeball scan, and then the amount of food they have, the monetary value of that is subtracted from their digital wallet connected to their digital ID and their iris.
This is the future that waits for all of us if we allow the eugenics agenda and the control grid to keep advancing. A world where your very iris is scanned just to receive your state-approved rations, where you can't step outside your assigned 15-minute city because your digital ID denies you permission to travel. A society where freedom is no longer a right, but a QR code that can be switched off at will. And if that sounds like a wild conspiracy, think again. Bill Gates is already promoting a digital tattoo that could serve as your key to communicate with the world, your passport to participate in society. And the CDC, they've already thrown their weight behind it. At what point do we stop and say enough? How many times does the global elite need to telegraph their sinister intentions before the world stops and listens?